It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone. Cobra Starship featuring Leighton Meester, Good Girls Go Bad. Good morning. It's a Friday weekend. And we will be announcing the top 10 in a bit. I'm sort of still trying to get a school-ish top 10, because we are going to be finding out who our monster scholars will be today on the show. So we're very stoked. That's what we'll be doing. So I'm trying to figure out some sort of like school or, I don't know, school-based top 10. So then, you know, it's kind of like all matching. All right. So here we go. Let's play something else first. Here we go. Maybe we got the news after this. Let's play some Chito Miranda and Rico Blanco first. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the first news bit for today. If you were on Twitter yesterday, I think everybody was talking about the Dan Brown comment. Well, actually, not so much Dan Brown, but his novel. So, a top-selling novelist's new work, which alludes to Manila as the gates of hell, may be fiction, but a cabinet official is still taking offense. Metro Manila Development Authority Chairman Francis Tolentino on Thursday cried foul over American novelist Dan Brown's terrible description of the Philippine capital. Tolentino said in a letter to Brown, "While we are aware that yours is a work of fiction, we are greatly disappointed by your inaccurate portrayal of our beloved metropolis. We are displeased with how you have used Manila as a venue and source of a character's breakdown and trauma, much more her disillusionment in humanity." Well, in his new book, Inferno, Brown, the author of The Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons, tells the story of a woman who joined a humanitarian mission to Manila. Arriving in Manila, the character named Sienna, a 32-year-old English doctor, was shocked by the scenes of poverty she saw in the area. She was also raped by Filipino goons in the novel. An excerpt from the book reads... the novel also described Manila as suffering from 6-hour traffic jams, suffocating pollution, and a horrifying sex trade, whose workers consisted primarily of young children. So, I guess it depends on how you look at it. For some people, it's like, well, I mean, other books have depicted other countries in the same light, and I don't know if they reacted the same way. But that's the latest. If you were to check out Twitter, it was exploding with Dan Brown sentiment, or at least they're having fun at the whole thing. You know that because some people are really like, well, it is fiction. You know, when you think about it. I mean, like, the people of the real people of the real forks in Oregon, or is it Washington or Oregon, I think. You know, they're not actually up at arms saying that, you know, we don't have vampires and werewolves here. But, because it is fiction, so I don't know. But at least the MMDA chairman is not happy. So there you go. That's our first news bit for today. We'll give you more. Don't worry. But for now, you are still on the Morning Rush with your Kike Barkada. Only here on Summer's Oddest, Monster Radio RX 93.1. We've got one. All right. So thank you to I Am Mrs. Bond and to everybody who started tweeting in their suggestions. There were so many to choose from. I couldn't even decide. But thank you to I Am Mrs. Bond. This sounds fun. We will do the top 10 ways to complete the statement. Yung prof ko dati. So it doesn't have to be like professor. Pwede man teacher. Pero wala lang. It sounds nice. Yung prof ko dati. You can, like, any like anecdote, any story, any whatever. Basta yung prof ko dati. Alright, look back. Whether it's a heartwarming thing, or because they weren't so nice, or they were too strict, or they were not exactly smart, or they were geniuses, or they did something that changed your life. Anything at all. You know, we're going very schoolish today. The top 10 ways to complete the statement, yung prof ko dati. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Just make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Yung Prof Ko Dati. All right, here we go. Let's take a quick break and get back to more music.
Alpha Males on Air. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. The
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to I Am Mrs. Bond, because we will be calling up the Monster Scholars today.
Right.
We're doing the top 10, a very school
school-related top 10.
So thank you to I Am Mrs. Bond for suggesting the top 10 ways to complete the statement Yung Prof Ko Dati.
Right.
Let's talk about the professors. Let's start off with Mishy. Yung prof ko dati, sa sobrang nakakaantok, literally, tinutusok ko na ng ballpen yung legs ko para magising lang.
Oh, wow.
That bad.
So, puro sulat yung legs mo.
I guess. And also...
But yeah, I kind of get... Sometimes it's not even because of the professor.
Yeah.
But because you're just sleepy and whenever you're just trying to listen and it's not a conversation.
Yeah.
And...
It's one way.
Yeah, it's one way. You really get... Ugh. And especially if, kunwari, math. It's not like you want to listen to math.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Ako, I used to like bite my tongue. Just to wake up. Kasi minsan talaga, it's...
You, ako, I'd bite my lip. Tapos I'd look at my classmates.
Eh, di ba all boys school?
Patay. Deliks eh. Parang...
Ree says, yung prof ko dati sa history, bagay na bagay sa subject na tinuturo niya. Alam niyo kung bakit? Kasi mukha siyang Cro-Magnon.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Ano yan,
history pa ba yun? Hindi na history
hindi
yun,
di
ba?
That's already that's, like,
I don't know.
Prehistoric era.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, because the Cro-Magnon
man. Prehistory, tama.
Yeah, so yeah, it's prehistory.
And also, Iris was saying, yung prof ko dati, ang essay niya, pahabaan lang ang labanan.
So even if it doesn't make sense and it just keeps on going yeah. around and around.
Actually, ako, I kind of... Well, hindi naman, I wouldn't say exactly like this. But we had a teacher na medyo ganun. Feeling namin hindi niya talaga binabasa na ng buo. Nitingnan na lang niya na parang, oh, ito ang haba ng sinulat. So I guess he studied.
Yeah.
Even if there's no
Even
sense.
Even if there's no sense.
Just make it long. And then that's it. Pasado ka na.
Baka mahilig lang siya sa mahaba.
Na essay.
Oh, or mahabang books.
Pwede,
Good reads. Good long reads.
Really? And Spy Shadow says, yung prof ko dati sa theology... parang Xerox copy ni Tom Selleck. Naging karibal pa ng kaklasikong bading sa isang macho dancer sa gay bar.
Hoy!
Oh my gosh.
So Becky siya?
Becky siya. Pero super
pero
guwapo.
Tom Selleck.
Parang alam mo yung parang very macho with balbas.
With a bigote.
Tapos yun pala.
Nobody does that anymore. No
more.
Bigote.
It's so douchey na eh. Parang it's so...
Yeah, but... Wala lang. Well, even to begin with, even Tom Selleck looked douchey in it.
Well, pero not at the time.
Oh, sabaga. No, but I was young kasi.
Siya, nung uso yon, it wasn't douchey at all. It was like the way to look. Di ba ngayon parang if an actor
think,
wants to look...
Think about it.
What did they call it now? Porn stash?
I think so.
Yeah,
think
they call it a porn stash. Kasi parang it looks so douchey.
It looks like a stash that most people in...
In old
movies have.
Di ba? Kasi parang it's so...
But I really can't think of any actor who has that now.
Kasi hindi uso.
Yeah, nga, eh.
But no. I think it's a matter of time. I'm telling you, like it just takes
it'll just go around
one
yeah,
actor
to do it.
To do it, na not for a role, ah. Yung talagang kunyari si Johnny Depp or whoever. Tas
well, Johnny Depp
yan.
Actually has it.
Actually, he does. Pero
it's not as
not
distinct.
Mustache.
Yeah.
Dapat talaga yung alam mo yung
yun lang talaga. Hindi tsaka yun
kapal,
lang talaga
right.
yung meron.
Walang partner na goatee.
Yeah.
Dapat mustache talaga. From no name, actually, I'm sure they put the name. It's just that naputol yung text. Yung prof ko dati was a theater actor. Mm. So one time, we attended a play because he had the lead role. To our shock, we didn't know that it turns out he had a completely nude scene.
Oy!
Parang awkward lang. That's your teacher right there.
Oy!
Oh, weird. That is weird.
Hindi, tapos yung ikaw lang in-invite na studyante.
Ay, nako!
Ay. Pero kung...
Ay.
Ay. Diba? Parang, hey, come ay. Watch my play.
Patay.
Diba? Think of your hottest professor.
Did Stop you ever, it!
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's not like you're... Oh. Because I had a really hot professor. Diba?
You can tell.
And it's not like, and I don't, in college naman kasi, as long as they're not directly your professors na.
Oh.
You, I think you can have a relationship with one of them.
You can't.
Even as long as they're not your direct professor.
No.
Diba?
No. Alam ko, dapat after na. Like either after she resigns
paano
or you've
graduated. Tapos tinuturuan.
Pwede naman siguro. It's just that mahirap eh. Kasi even if hindi mo subject, there's still a teacher in your school.
They can still influence the other.
Oh,
eh. What if you're in, kunwari, university. You're in college and they teach in grade school.
Ah,
because that's a totally different department. I don't know what the what the grounds are.
Pero alam ko hindi pa rin.
Because I actually have a batchmate who ended up marrying our teacher.
I mean, oh my gosh,
the relationship happened after high school.
Still,
yeah,
serious,
yeah. As in, we were all like, because high school.
Oh my gosh,
high school palang he was already crushing on the teacher, and then and the teacher was relatively young. Actually, she was really young, like but she was a fresh.
Pero ang cute lang to tell your kids. Did you know that
right?
your mommy
was my teacher.
Oh my gosh,
cute and kinky.
wag na.
See, Lazy Boy Takyo was just saying, pwede yung relationship basta hindi ka nasa class niya.
Ah, talaga?
I think
kasi
he's
a teacher. Remember when we had the talk in UP?
But Yogan was just also saying that nasa code of ethics namin na wag pumatol sa students.
Oh, yun eh. Yun ang alam
pero
ko
baka,
eh. No, I think alam mo yun. Ethics part
ethics part, yeah, you're not supposed to.
Like, you won't get fired.
Uh-oh,
pero ethics, uh-oh, parang no.
It's more of like a guideline.
It's still a student eh.
Oo nga.
Even if, actually, kahit yung grade school. Yeah. Because I've heard of a case na teacher na nagka-affair with a parent.
I guess that's normal.
Yeah.
How is that? What are the grounds for that? I guess that's fine.
I guess you'll be fired. Because that's already... That's a parent. Obviously,
no, but what if he's
married.
A single parent? Oh.
Ayaw.
Because when you say parent, it doesn't necessarily mean that the person is in a relationship.
That they're...
Because, okay, think about it this
married.
Way. We had classmates who had teachers who were moms.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure. Yeah.
You can't argue na baka they'll get preferential treatment or whatever.
Mm-mm.
If the teacher started dating, you know, your dad or whatever, or your mom.
Ew.
Hindi, pero you can't you can't argue na bawal kasi you have not classmates who...
Oh, siguro unless maybe if the parent is single.
Yeah,
only
sure.
If.
Hello, in any case.
Hindi
naman,
ito kasi hindi.
Ah, okay.
So that's what I'm saying. It was like a real
affair. Apparently, Butter Baby's parents, yung mom niya, teacher yung dad niya.
Ah!
Yeah. Although at that time, he was only an instructor. Parang
still?
Not a full-fledged teacher. But still.
Wow. Andami ko napapanood ng movies na ganyan eh, yung teacher. Tsaka student. Tapos
I think it really depends on the level because... See, Butter Baby was also saying that for them, teacher and parent is a no-no.
Yeah.
For all, you know, kahit gaano pa to kagwapo. Pero, I think maybe in college they're a little more lenient because the children aren't as impressionable.
Maybe, pero it's just messy, I guess. Again, I think it all boils down to ethics. Alam mo yung, hindi na...
But
hindi
who
naman,
are we to stand in the way of true love?
Still. Or at least after. Wait na lang after. Like, kunyari, hindi mo na estudyante yung anak niya. Then, sige, fine.
Mm.
Diba? Yung just not wild.
Just not
directly. Kasi there really is an effect eh. Whether sabi mo pa na, no, I'll be very objective. There's still an effect. Kahit papano. Kahit grade school pa siya, nasa high school ka. Parang, you know, kahit papano, you're still a teacher the same school.
I'm just curious what the technicalities are.
Remember that?
Because ethics-wise, you're not really supposed to. But
You're not. And plus... Well, college maybe siguro a little bit. But for sure, like if you're in high school, obviously you're underage.
Yeah.
And you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Remember that teacher student who got married in the US and they got jailed?
Why?
Because he was underage. He was high school.
He was in high school.
She was his high school teacher and they got into a relationship and she got jailed.
Oh, wow.
Because it was a full-fledged relationship,
yeah.
So that's also statutory.
And he's
rape,
a minor,
so,
talaga.
Yeah.
But had they waited
pero
till
high
he was
school,
18,
I mean, did not like, you know.
Yeah, but still, had he waited till he was 18, then it would have been fine.
It would have been fine.
She wouldn't
see,
have
that. I guess that's what you know we're trying to say. And
see, Blair Bitch Bunny was just saying, I married my brother's high school math teacher. We met during a PTC.
I married my brother's
high school math
high
teacher.
High school math. Oh yeah, that's okay, I guess. Let's see here. Go Van Gogh says, yung prof ko dati, katrabaho ko na ngayon. This is common.
Yeah.
You end up...
The weird thing is, they still sort of are your mentors.
They
in
are.
In some way.
They're never your peers. Yeah,
unless they're super young. If they're super young, chances are...
You'll be barkada.
You'll be okay. Yeah. But like, if they're a lot older than you are, they will always parang sort of... Not naman look down on you, but just feel...
You're still the ano?
You're still the student. You're still the grasshopper.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement, yung prof ko dati, comes from Jekalicious.
Jekalicious says,
yung prof ko dati, ang shtick niya, lagi niya sinasabi na mas matalino pa sa amin yung mga butiki sa bahay nila.
Parang matatakot naman ako sa mga butiki nila.
At saka parang ewan ko ha, I find it so, I think more of matatawa ko than matatakot.
Mas matatalino pa ang butiki namin sa bahay kaysa sa inyo. Parang
kasi some teachers are really scary. But when they say it that way, parang, okay. Yeah. Parang you can't take her seriously.
Right.
All right, so there you go. In a couple of minutes, we will begin calling up our monster scholars.
Who hopefully don't have relationships with their professors.
No, hopefully not. But we will continue on with our top 10. The top 10 ways to complete the statement, yung prof ko dati. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag yung prof ko dati.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. The Top 10, courtesy of I Am Mrs. Bond. Ways to complete the statement, yung prof ko dati. Let's start off with Go Van Gogh. Yung prof ko dati, nag-absent siya ng isang araw.
Okay.
Pagpasok niya kinabukasan, iba na yung apelido niya.
Ah, nagpakasal na.
But that's cute.
Wow, pero one day lang, you didn't even have a honeymoon.
Well, you know, you'd be surprised. I really encounter so many couples now.
My brother.
They don't have honeymoons.
My eldest brother. Didn't have. Well, I think, I'm not sure if they came up with one a couple of months
after.
Parang ganun
na. Parang nag-out of town na lang. Hindi yung like an official honeymoon.
Well, sabag, if you think about it kasi, like if you have one of those big weddings, it's so expensive. Mm. It's so expensive to get married.
And I think, not just the, yung the ones who've been together for like 10 years, 15 years. Parang, there's no need.
There's no need. We've already been married.
And
we've already gone places together.
Tsaka ganun, parang, iti-treat na lang nila yung next, nila.
As the honeymoon.
As the honeymoon. Like whatever their next big trip will
be. Parang roll it into one na lang.
Yeah, minsan nga, it's their anniversary na eh.
Actually, yun
na rin yung honeymoon nila, diba? OMGN says, yung prof ko dati, after we graduated, the teacher gave them personally handwritten notes congratulating each and every one of them. 200 plus students.
Wow.
And personal talaga.
That's dedication.
That is dedication. That's really nice. I really think that's...
That's a really nice thing to
do. Super nice of him or her.
Because imagine he or she has to do that every year.
At saka, it means you're invested in each student.
In each student.
Kasi what would you say kung di mo kilala yung student, di ba?
So may personalized pala. Good job, Chico. Tapos, good job, Gino.
Good job, Delamar. Mrs. Bond says, yung prof ko dati, ang binigay sa akin na wedding gift, Dos Palmas GC.
Dos Palmas is a resort.
In Palawan.
Wow.
Yes. It's expensive.
Wait, your prof gave that to you as a wedding gift?
As a wedding gift.
Siguro he or she was touched. Or also, parang, hey, you invited me to your wedding.
Yeah, that's nice.
But wow.
AJ Serenity says, yung prof ko dati, mataas ang binibigay na grade sa mga gwapo kong classmate. Lugi kami. Alam na.
Gusto ko yung
alam na.
Lugi kami.
Alam mo na hindi ko. Kasi yung mga gwapo lang ang mataas.
Saka lugi siya.
Kawawa naman.
Ay.
Molly says, yung prof ko dati, pinaka-brusko naming professor.
Hmm.
As in talagang parang goons. Pero nung faculty show, sumayaw ng Ever After ni Bonnie Bae.
And now we're slightly weathered, we're slightly worn out.
At saka yung talaga nito, the switch.
That's just such a, that's so not a guy song to dance to.
Sabi ko nga kahapon, sabi ko, can I be any girly?
Why?
And then I was grocery shopping.
Okay.
Tapos yung playlist
What was up with yesterday? Was yesterday like grocery shopping day? Because even Del went to the grocery.
Oh, really? No, yung supplies lang. Like, cereal.
Supplies!
Supplies! Tapos talaga, I was like, oh my gosh, my playlist. So, Ever After, tapos Dove,
Mooney,
tapos Kingdom of Pretty.
Wala na.
Wala na. When Kingdom of Pretty came on, I was like, oh my gosh,
you
really?
Have a shopping Kingdom playlist?
Well, a playlist.
Oh
playlist.
My
not
God.
Not a shopping playlist.
No,
playlist,
but you have a playlist for grocery?
Tapos I had the
You
the,
are such a...
The Thunder Puss remix of Whitney Houston's It's Not Right, But It's Okay. Tapos meron
Alice... Pero panalo yung Kingdom of Pretty.
Kingdom of Pretty talaga. Tapos meron pang ano yun? Alice DJ, Better Off Alone.
Na
Kaya nakikita mo may swagger ako.
Do you think you're better off alone? May ganong drama.
Diba? Oh my gosh.
Talk to me.
Talk to me. Nakaka-induct sobra.
I can imagine.
I swear. Ang ganda nung playlist. Sobra.
Kingdom of Pretty talaga eh.
Tsaka nung Kingdom of Pretty na talagang like, oh,
you should get points of, point of view.
Right.
To another
You're
point
right
of view.
View. Oh my gosh. I forgot that.
Heto rin.
I forgot that.
Basta ganun na. Like papasok na yung mga Madison Avenue.
Yon.
Don't call me baby.
Tapos yung mga on a samera plus jamais.
On a samera plus jamais. Mga LaRusso.
Mga LaRusso.
My God.
Lazy Boy
so
Takis.
It's so late 90s.
Diba? Actually, late 90s, early 2000s. Diba? You know what I like? Yung ano yung higher and higher.
All right, I think that's another, diba? Is that Dove din? Is that Mooney?
No, it's a DJ Jergen, pero Alice DJ.
Classic mga diba? DJ Jergen.
Oh my God.
Mga Paul Van Dyke.
Yun.
PVD.
Grabe.
Ay, nako.
Ang sarap mag-playlist ng ganun.
Hey, wait. I just got a little like, shocked to this. Lazy Boy Takeo sa saying, yung ibang teacher daw kasi, nagpapakasal agad kasi mabubuntis. Bawal kasing mabuntis ng walang asawa.
As Sorry, I don't get it.
Now, when you're a teacher, I'm guessing that's what he's trying to say.
Maybe siguro, ano, ayan na naman, maybe siguro.
No nga, maybe siguro.
I'm telling you, I really do that. No, maybe, for like Catholic schools. So, because, you know, obviously, di ba parang...
But
it plays a
like
large
they can
part.
Literally take you out of your job.
I don't know about that, pero I would just think that if it's a Catholic, kunyari, like our school,
yeah,
I mean, it's headed by the brothers, so it's kind of weird if you have teachers. I mean, I'm not saying that I, whether you agree or not,
right.
It's a Catholic school, so it's
okay.
Like,
well, there, Camilo just clarified it. My morality clause,
yun
ang mga teacher,
and especially for like religious schools, because it's headed by.
But is it
priests and nuns and brothers and you know,
like if you take
that.
It up with labor laws, is that?
Because it's private, I don't know.
That still governed by, ano?
Well, it is. Pero kasi, can you imagine if they can always argue that it's a Catholic school?
They're teaching
proper
yeah.
morals and
yeah,
all
I get
that
part. So, pero...
No, I mean, they can use that
as their rebuttal.
Oh, na parang, yeah, pero you did join a Catholic school. Yeah. And you have to understand that it would be weird if you went against the
teachings.
Oh. Kasi pero for sure dapat public schools hindi
oh
kasi that
non-sectarian naman
so, okay. Lazy Boy Takyo says yung prof ko dati sa philo babae lang yung tinatawag pag recitation tapos pag naka miniskirt biglang may dinadampot sa sahig
nay
dirty old man.
Oo.
Halliwell Piper says yung prof ko dati pag natalo mo siya sa chess uno ka sa class card.
Wow, he must be that good.
And the top.
Sobrang hindi pala siya magaling, no? Alam mo yung gusto niya lang talaga may kalaro siya ng chess.
Oo, para practice. And the top, a way to complete the statement yung prof ko dati comes from... comes from Kay Ligayahan Mo.
Kay Ligayahan Mo says...
Yung prof ko dati, pag pumasok na may hangover, biglang film showing kami the whole day.
But I love those moments!
Biglang film showing. Yung parang, huh?
Biglang
Why do we suddenly
guys,
have a film showing?
Guys, manonood tayo ng Clash of the Titans. Either Clash of the Titans or Mary Poppins. That was always
talaga?
Our... I was always the go-to film for whatever.
Parang, kami ang daya, educational talaga. Like, alam mo yung parang...
Baka kasi hindi pa pinapalabas ang Clash of the Titans.
As in the 80s yan. Version of like a National Geographic episode. Parang ganun. Yung, it's not like entertainment.
It's not a movie.
Oh.
And hello.
Never a movie.
But imagine, Clash of the Titans was made what? 1970-something.
Ah, the first one?
The first one.
Oh my gosh.
Hello.
80s, 80s.
The first one. And then we were watching it when we were in high school. So parang we were like, hindi naman high school, but like late grade school. So we were so like parang bored with it.
Si Perseus dun. Saka si
paulit-ulit eh.
Siya si ano, Elelo.
Really?
Harry Hamlin. Siya yun.
That's him?
Si Kulot-Kulot.
Yeah.
That's his first movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
But it would always be either that or Mary Poppins. I don't know why.
But naman Mary Poppins.
I really don't know. Tapos parang
all boys school.
Whenever like the chocolate powdered milk brands would come in, they would always show that also.
Weird.
So parang every time they would promote something and then we had to watch a film, that would always be the film.
So mera ano pala,
so parang mga four times namin siya in a year na papanood.
Oh my gosh.
Imagine watching Mary. Imagine watching
Chimney, Chim Chimney, Chim Chim Chim.
I always fell asleep.
Tapos ako nasa likod sumasaya.
I'm
the classmate. Like,
you're the classmate who gets all excited.
Parang, Mary Poppins!
But I would always stay awake for Clash of the Titans.
But I loved the songs.
It was a little too happy.
Yeah, pero
even as a kid, I was like, ugh, I was cynical already when it comes to. It.
Oh, sa bagay, no? Everything was like just a spoonful of sugar, takes the medicine, like, go down.
And I never really got why she could fly with that umbrella.
It's the precursor of Nanny McPhee.
I never liked Nanny McPhee.
Oh, okay.
Never even watched it. So there.
Oh, okay.
Now you get it.
Okay. You don't like... Saka it's about You don't like... Di ba ang story nun parang they're naughty kids.
Mm.
Tapos pinatino niya sila.
Yeah, I never liked that.
That's why.
Yeah, I never liked that.
All right.
You accept the kids for who they are.
No.
Unless they're making you
kulit. Unless they're brats.
Unless they're making you kulit.
Di ba?
Tapos saka mo sila batukan.
Kaya nga eh. Very ano rin. Ganun laging role ni Julie Andrews.
Yeah.
Tapos diba sa Sound of Music, inaapa rin siya ng kids.
Yeah, I never liked Sound of Music.
She wins them over and eventually ends up marrying her dad.
And The King and I.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I didn't like that either.
Wow.
I don't like mga ganong movies eh. Yung mga parang...
Parang...
This is too good. It just feels too good. You know what I mean? It's just bursting with happiness and... Parang feeling ko, like kulang na lang, they would sprout out rainbows and whatever.
Or ayaw mo yung ano? Ayaw mo yung mga...
Because I love... I mean, even...
Ayaw mo yung authority female figures. Female authority figures. Kasi naman, laging si Julia... si Julia Andrews. Diba? Sila. Si King and I.
Sama mo na.
Okay. So the top 10 ways to complete the statement yung prof ko dati. And this, the reason we're doing this is because we will be calling our monster scholars. How do we do this?
We're gonna call them up a little bit later on.
Okay.
We'll just surprise you.
Sige.
Okay.
All right. So we're doing that if you want to join us. But don't worry, the top 10 keeps on going. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Yung Prof Kodate.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2.
Monster Radio, RX93.1. And she does it again. She's like the new Britney Spears, the new Lindsay Lohan.
Kesha.
Amanda Bynes.
Oh, okay.
Was barred from getting on a private jet in New Jersey this weekend after failing to produce a government ID. But not before she tried to use Google as a substitute.
What?
Yes. Sources at Teterboro Airport.
I think that's a place I'd want to go to.
Sources.
Teterboro?
At Teterboro Airport.
Parang feeling ko sobrang fun doon.
Ay, nako. Can I continue with the news now?
There's something for you and then there's something for me. Depends on what language you prefer.
Teterboro. Okay. Ang labo mo talaga.
It's so bi-friendly.
You know what sort of planes are found there? Biplanes.
It's so friendly to the bilingual race.
Oh, exactly. Sources at Teterboro Airport told TMZ that Bynes arrived in a velour jumpsuit and giant sunglasses to hop on a private jet bound for Los Angeles. The pilot at the private terminal was checking passenger IDs when Bynes revealed her driver's license had been suspended for DUIs and hit and runs. Yeah. Plural, take note.
Wow.
The pilot asked for another official form of ID, but Bynes had none. After the pilot informed Bynes that TSA requires a valid form of ID, she reportedly went berserk and demanded the pilot to search for her on Google to identify her. Then she screamed, "I'm Amanda Bynes." The pilot tried their best, even calling someone from the jet company to see if they could swing an exemption. But it was ultimately a no-go for Bynes.
Wow.
I mean, it doesn't matter how big a star you are. When it comes to...
they need valid identification.
These
no
are
matter what
laws,
they do.
Yeah. You know, airline laws. You can't just hop on a plane without any ID.
You can't just hop on a plane
You can't just
LAX.
Google them, diba? Yeah. Na parang, here, Google me. That's me. Yeah. That's not how it works. It doesn't work that way. So there you go. Things are not looking really good for Amanda.
It's just really sad.
It's really sad.
Because of how like that.
One of the brightest young stars.
Yeah.
And she was one of the few na parang
and she
of,
always
of
had
all
a
of
big
them. Well, yeah, that too.
Future ahead of her.
Hindi, pero ano, take that outside. She's probably the least pretty of the girls.
But she was always so charming.
But she was the most talented.
Yeah.
She could like really act. So there you go. Next hour, though, we will have an update on the Billboard Hot 100 since it is a Friday. So check it out. But for now, you're still on The Morning Rush with your Kike Barkada, only here on Summer's Hottest. Mox Radio, RX 93.1. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Since we are spreading good cheer for the Monster Scholars, we are doing the top 10 Yung Prof Ko Dati. Thank you to I am Mrs. Bonds for suggesting this. Nickel says, Yung Prof Ko Dati, lumilindol na. Ayaw pa kaming palabasin. Everybody has evacuated the building. Kami nasa classroom pa rin.
Wow.
Just kept on teaching.
Talk about dedication.
I know, right?
But that's so dangerous.
That's so dangerous. They should evacuate. Yeah. It's not up to you. I think it's a standard. The moment there's an earthquake, evacuate.
And even if you think, wala, mahina lang yan. Who knows? Kahit what if it gets stronger? Diba?
Yeah. Diba yung sa Japan, remember?
It started off as...
Parang it started off not so bad. Tapos it got progressively worse.
Yeah.
And it ended up quaking for like 6 ba o 12? Basta a long time.
The minute that something like that happens. Because sometimes naman, by the time you realize that, you know, it's an earthquake, it's done.
Yeah.
Eh, okay lang.
Okay na yun. Oh. Tsaka may aftershocks eh. Yeah. That's why it's better to just be safe. Kasi sometimes, magkikwake, tas titigil. Mm. And then there's a bigger quake on the tail end. So it's better to just evacuate.
Yeah.
Camilo says, yung prof ko dati, nakalimutan tanggalin yung lapel mic niya nang pumasok sa CR. Ayun, dinig namin yung pag-ihi niya.
Ayan, you know what? That's actually what, like one of my...
Ang high-tech naman.
Fears.
I've never had a teacher na nakalapel.
In an auditorium.
Oh, well, we never.
Hello, may lapel na ba nung nag-aaral ka pa?
Meron! Sobra. Makaano to? So
may
I've never
microphone
had...
na ba nun?
Alala ko dati.
Papyrus ba yung taga?
Diba, Del and I had a TV show.
Yeah.
So we had lapels on. Tapos... Yeah. The truth is, talagang filming a TV show is like 99% waiting.
Yeah.
The actual filming is so short.
It's so short, yeah.
So madalas, naka-chill lang kayo. Oh. Siyempre, nakalapel kami.
Naka-on yung mic ninyo.
Siyempre, kung ano-ano pinagsasabi namin. Tapos marirealize na lang namin.
Naka-broadcast
pa sana. Tapos minsan, biglang sasabihin na lang, biglang dadating yung FD namin.
Naka-on
guys, yung pinapasabi ni Direct na dititig siya lang. Tapos sinasabi niya. Nakakahiya. Kasi you really forget after a while eh.
That's exactly why, like, whenever I have a...
I hate that.
When you host with a lapel, I really make it a point to take it off. Not even just turn it off when I go to the bathroom. Because it's so weird. Like,
it's
what
weird.
What if it's broadcasted throughout the entire
events? Oh my gosh,
auditorium.
Yikes. Chenong says, yung prof ko dati, nagbenta ng mga tickets worth 200 pesos each para sa finals. Pero yung tickets expired na. As in, alam niyang expired na.
Binenta
pero
niya
pa rin. Binenta pa rin niya. Tapos nung tinanong namin, ang kanyang sagot, eh sayang naman.
That's horrible.
That is horrible.
And I'm pretty sure somewhere that's illegal.
It is. Mm. Not just somewhere, everywhere. You're sold. What's the point?
Diba, what's the point of selling tickets that are expired?
Ilad Villanueva.
And ikaw lang yung kumita.
Diba? Ilad Villanueva says, yung prof ko dati, na-feature sa Investigador dahil sa kabulastugan niya. Yikes.
Uy.
Nickel says, yung prof ko dati, pumasok na magkaiba yung sapatos.
Uy, pero trend yun ngayon.
That's cute.
I've been seeing a lot of people.
Hindi,
like,
pero on purpose.
Oh yeah.
Can you imagine if it wasn't on purpose?
Baka because he's so effortlessly cool.
Or just careless. Yeah. Or
how could you have the wrong shoes put on though? I mean, unless they look super similar.
I know. Kunyari, chucks na magkaibang colors.
The dark
lang.
Gray and then black. Parang ganon.
Diba? O, di okay lang. Jay Ryan says, yung prof ko dati, parang si Annie. Kita lagi yung puting panty.
Mm, ay.
Ay, nako. Anong...
Hindi, kasi Annie was always...
Pervert.
I always looked up to Annie.
I'm sure. Bad's the
no,
crab.
No, but seriously, yeah. Like, one of the reasons why people would watch Scheider before...
It's because of
that. It's because of Annie's panty.
Ako, dahil kay Scheider.
Ah, alam na. Gabo ba si Scheider? Talaga?
Sabi nila. sabi nila. Kaibigan kong
talaga?
Babae.
Oh. Ah.
Daw.
Ah.
Meron daw appeal. Parang good boy, ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Pero...
Mm-hmm.
Superhero.
Yeah, I believe you.
Bad's the crab says.
You know they're both dead now.
Really?
Yeah.
But that makes them really young. Why did they die
I don't know
young?
When they died. I think kasi when Scheider was showing, they weren't as young as we thought they were.
Or maybe they were showing old episodes.
Yeah. I read about it somewhere. No, they're both, ano.
Wow, okay. Bad's the crab says, yung prof ko dati, 90% kwento, 10% lesson. Di ba mga teachers na ganun? They're so makwenta about their lives.
Yeah, but sometimes naman it's interesting.
Sometimes it's interesting.
And I like how some teachers can seamlessly integrate, you know, personal stories with the lesson, therefore making you remember the lesson better.
The only reason I enjoy that is, hindi kayo nagle-lesson.
Hindi, but it doesn't feel like it's a lesson. But sometimes because of how well...
They connect it.
How they connect it. How, like how they segue it properly.
Yeah.
You actually remember the lesson. Because you're so
well, some teachers,
captivated by the story.
Some teachers naman are so interesting, especially with their stories, na by the time they go back to the lesson, you're sad na.
Uh-oh.
Parang gusto mo magkwento
na lang
sila.
Mo na lang.
They're so
uh-oh.
Entertaining.
Yeah.
Lilo Boy says, yung prof ko dati, lagi akong inaaya uminom sa bahay nila. Bakit kaya? But that's enough. Again, inappropriate.
Inappropriate, yeah.
Kasi parang even if let's say wala naman, just the fact na para kang bad influence.
I guess if it's
saka inuman pa.
If it's a class, okay lang siguro.
Pero inuman?
If it's a birthday. And if you're in college.
Still.
If you're in college, okay na. But high school, obviously,
but
bawal
still,
kasi they're minors.
Okay, let me put it this way. Again, it's an ethics thing.
Because we had a professor in college before who would really drink with us.
Hindi, pero pwedeng siya yung sasali sa inyo. Kayo yung nagset ng inuman. Pero yung siya yung magyaya ng inuman for the students. Parang, I don't know, for me,
yeah, but what if it's a birthday party and he goes like, oh, attend my birthday.
O kung birthday siguro. Oh. Pero yung talagang inuman lang, parang wala lang. So, I don't know. Sana like, doesn't come from the teacher.
I don't know. Parang feeling ko, I guess kasi when it comes to like, once you're in college, you're old enough to make your own decisions.
At
least that's the way I see it. Because look at it this way, like.
Sa akin kasi leave it to the kids. Parang yeah, you're old enough to do so. Pero parang sana it doesn't come from the teacher. Kasi like kunya, if you're a parent,
yeah.
Obviously you'd rather that your kids didn't drink. I mean they have
it depends.
Right to do so. But in general, diba? So if you found out na
the teacher was the one influencing.
Nag-inumin kami kasi inaya kami ng teacher namin uminom. Siyempre you're like, whoa, that's kind of weird.
The thing is din kasi sometimes those are the teachers that really make an impression. And you really learn a lot from them because of how close you are. Na parang,
well,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Oh, but it works both ways.
Yeah.
At saka the parents then would probably feel na if this is the teacher na
he's making too much of an impact on
nag-yayaya ng inuman, what else siya nag-yayaya?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess that's
parang
true.
It's kind of weird. Tuna Belly says,
it's a difficult balance.
It's a difficult thing. Yung prof ko dati caught me picking my nose. Ang sabi niya, Mr. Gonzalez, no excavation of nose in my class. Okay.
Nasal archaeology.
And the entry, and the top way to complete the statement, yung prof ko dati, comes from For Any Boy and Kylie Gayano.
They both say.
So first, yung kay For Any Boy. Yung prof ko dati, nakita kong lumabas sa isang bahay sa Santa Mesa kasama yung isang student niya. Ay,
baka naman hinatid lang. Baka naman hinatid niya lang yung estudyante kasi walang ride pa uwi. Tapos the student was like, oh ma'am, pasok muna kayo, pakilala ko kayo sa parents ko. Parang ganun. Pwede na naman. You can't always assume.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it looks bad, yes. But there could be a different reason.
Okay.
You know, don't condemn the person just because...
Sige.
Who knows?
Yeah, benefit of the doubt.
Diba? Benefit of the doubt. Oh, or
ito,
maybe...
Ito, hanapan mo ng benefit of the doubt to.
Oh, sige.
Kay Ligayahan Moses. Yung prof ko dati, nagulat ako, nakita ko yung vid, yung DVD niya sa Quiapo.
Well, hey, that professor was young once too. Yun na lang. Diba? But, malay mo, hindi niya alam.
Kaya
kasi
nga.
What he or she does on his or her own time.
Yeah, hindi naman in school.
Oh, is her business.
As opposed to that, remember that mayor, that female mayor?
Huh?
Who, her husband took pictures of her naked in the office.
Ay.
Tapos nag-leak into the internet. As in, she was naked, completely naked on the desk Ay. Of the mayor.
Wait, hot ba yung mayor?
Well, not super hot, pero...
Pwede na.
Pwede na.
Uy, ano pangalan itong mayor na?
You didn't hear of that?
Boboto na ako.
Tapos she was really like grabbing, apologizing. And she was like, it's a little bit in the middle. She's saying, you know, obviously we didn't...
Wanted to...
We did this on, like, off hours.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was late at night. And it was my office.
Yeah.
I just happened to be the mayor.
Yeah.
We did this in the privacy of the office.
Yeah.
But, of course, it is the mayor's office.
It is the mayor's office. So it's still
But
shameful.
Then she is the mayor.
Yeah.
And she did do it, you know, with her husband. It was a little tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, she didn't know quite how, which part to apologize
for.
There. So there you go. The top 10.
Kinky mayor.
I know. The top 10 ways to complete the statement. Ah, so kaya ano eh. Pag nag-four,
category.
Pag nag-four square siya, you're just the mayor of Sexyville. complete the statement. Yung prof ko dati. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag yung prof ko dati.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush, part 3.
Your Kikai Barkada. The morning rush.
Can we just say hello to Chef Char? He's tuned
in. Hey, good morning, Chef Char.
He's just saying, Professor ko dati, nagsusulat with chalk. Kakain ng cinnamon roll with the same hand tapos didilaan pa yung daliri.
Ew.
Sabi niya, ayun, buhay pa naman siya.
Okay, mga ano, yung mga donuts na may...
Bavarian.
Yung may parang chalk talaga on top.
Ay, yung ano, yung white... Yung,
confectionary.
Yeah, the powdered sugar.
Yeah.
Tapos sasalin
niya. So anything with confectionary.
Well, anyway.
Tapos ano sabi niya? What he actually did was, nagpunas na siya ng kamay.
Oh.
Hindi mo nakita. Tapos parang pinapadili lang niya kayo. Tapos ano sasabihin niya?
Ano?
Chok lang.
Chokla. Chokla.
Oh, chok, chok, chok.
Kapikon. Sorry,
diba?
and correction pala.
I would love
pala.
To do that.
Si Annie of Scheider hasn't passed away yet.
Oh.
It's si Scheider that died of liver cancer.
And she got married to a Filipino.
Really?
Yeah. Si, I forgot yung first name, pero apelido ano, Batong Bakal.
Taga Frisco, Batong.
Saka gabi-gabi sila, nasa disco.
Disco. Kapikon ka. Alright, let's just move on with the song now before we jump into the news.
Tsaka,
and what?
Tsaka na ano siya, na aksidente siya.
Bakit?
So lahat ng friends niya tinatanong, Annie, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? Okay, so...
Why do I go to work? Ito na lang pang pagod vibes. One Republic featuring B.O.B. Good Life on RX.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for our Hot 100 update. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis are enjoying a third straight week at number one on the Billboard Hot 100, but fellow duo Daft Punk are crashing the party. The rap duo's Can't Hold Us took away the top spot from Pink's Just Give Me a Reason 3 weeks ago. Pink's Tune had held the second spot since, followed by Justin Timberlake's Mirrors, Bruno Mars's When I Was Your Man, and Rihanna's Stay in the top five. Daft Punk, meanwhile, has hit the top 10 for the first time ever in the renowned techno duo's history. I didn't know that. They took the 10th spot with Get Lucky, 51 spots better than their all-time best, Around the World and One More Time, both reaching only number 61 over 10 years ago.
One More Time only reached 61?
Yeah,
that's
apparently
crazy.
And even like, ano, yung, what's that other famous...
Around the World?
No, the other one, yung Hands, yung may Hands.
Harder, Better,
harder,
Faster, Stronger.
Yeah. Not even that.
Weird. I would think that it at least got to the top 10.
That's why I was surprised that this is their first top 10 ever.
And it's with Pharrell.
Yeah, that's why. So Macklemore and Ryan Lewis made their own history, becoming the only duo in history to top the chart with their first two singles.
Oh, wow. Good job, Macklemore.
About Thrift Shop and Can't Hold Us. Their first two ever singles both went to number one.
Nice.
Good job.
All right.
There you go. That's our third news bit for today. Next up, we got news on Sinead O'Connor, the weirdo.
Uh-huh.
She joined a dating website. But they shut down her profile after she posted sexually explicit messages.
Ayan ang good job.
I swear, she just... So we'll give you details later. But for now, you are still on The Morning Rush with your Kikay Barkada, only here on Summer's Hottest, Monts Radio RX 93.1.
And you know what? Since they are the number one song, might as well let everyone know that we do play the song.
Yes, we do.
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis now. Song called Can't Hold Us. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. We've got the top 10. Yung prof ko dati. Thank you to I Am Mrs. Bond, because we are announcing our Monster Scholars For this semester. Okay, Kuya Maui says, yung prof ko dati, isang uniform lang ang ginagamit for the entire week.
Oh.
And usually, alam mo yun, eh, kunyari, there's a stain or
on the right sleeve.
Tapos, it's always there.
Ay.
Alan Ruiz says, yung prof ko dati, awkward. He would always, sobrang siyang high waist, he would pull up his pants so high, it would force his quote-unquote boys to move one side each and halatang halata.
That's so bad.
That is so awkward.
That's so bad.
Midnight Cree says, yung prof ko dati, he uses his middle finger when pointing to sino ang magre-recite. We had a teacher like this.
Yeah.
He really uses the middle finger. It doesn't mean it
It doesn't mean that it's, way. Ano, yeah.
Jan Derek says,
unless you're pointing up.
Ah, well, yeah.
Then if you're pointing up, then it's something else.
Jan Derek says, yung prof ko dati, hindi nagpapapasok pag late. Kaya puro kayo absent.
Oh.
That's not ano, ah. It's not legal though. Because there's a difference between an absent and a late.
Yeah, there is. Parang you're allowed X amount of lates.
Exactly.
X amount of absences.
OMGN says, yung prof ko dati pronounces quiz as quish.
Quish time.
May quish tayo. Sigko Wengter says, yung prof ko dati sa sobrang yaman, nung naubusan ng eraser, ang pinampunas niya, 1,000 peso bill.
That's stupid. I'm sorry.
Pinampunas ng... ano, whiteboard.
That really doesn't set a good example.
I know, right?
Kasi diba parang, what if you have a student who's not at, like, rich? Or, you know, somebody
who's
that's
poor. Let's say poor. Yeah. Yeah.
Tapos may kita mo, parang yung prof ginagamit lang yung 1,000 peso bill pang punas ng blackboard.
If for some people, that's their tuition na.
Exactly.
Diba?
And it just doesn't work.
I know.
Because it's paper. I mean, it's...
Boxers
baka ni... Baka feeling ko nagyayabang lang.
Baka. Yeah, I guess.
Just to prove a point.
Kasi you can ask for scratch paper.
Yeah. Or like a panyo. Panyo, maintindihan ko pa. And that's actually more...
It works more. Boxers ni Juanito says, yung prof ko dati, binentahan kami ng ibon. So, guys, maganda sa inyo tong produkto ko galing sa ibon. Hmm? Yung brand.
Ibon?
Ibon
brand? Ibon.
Yung merong makeup.
Ibon.
Yeah. Produkto nga galing sa ibon. Oh. So lahat sila, ano, itlog, bird's nest, feathers, ibon. Lazy Boy Takyo says,
ibon ladies.
Yung prof ko dati, talo pa ang babae, obviously lalaki siya, so talo pa ang babae, magsuot ng short shorts. As in, short shorts.
Was he Becky?
I hope so. Kasi parang, hindi, malay mo.
There are just some people kasi who are like, I see a lot of runners having really, really
short
shorts.
No, we're talking, siguro, we're talking like Georgina Wilson short shorts. Oh, yung wow. shorts.
Wait. Pero lalaki pala, na naman eh. Lalaki pala yung pinag-usapan natin.
Axel says, yung prof ko dati went to our prom wearing a chongsam. You know a chongsam?
What's a chongsam?
Alam mo yung parang sa, like, may Saigon. Yung suot ni, yung that traditional.
Oh, right, the Chinese dress.
Chinese dress. Yeah. Eh, yung prom namin sa Chinese restaurant, nagmukha siyang waitress.
But I've always found that really nice.
Yeah. Very classy.
Classy and sexy.
For me, you know what I love?
Because it's very form-fitting, diba?
You know, super, super love ko na uniform. Mm. Singapore girls. I mean, Singapore Airlines.
Oh.
It's so saucy. It's actually, so classy.
You want to try it on?
No. Pero parang it's so, they always look so beautiful.
Nito-turn on ka ba pag nakikita mo sila?
Oo.
Talaga.
Bakit? Oh, come to think of it, what do the male
Singapore
flight attendants wear?
I don't think I've ever seen a male.
You only know what the girls wear. The Singapore Airlines.
Baka ano lang, like white polo and black.
Because I really love the song. Yung Singapore girls, you're a great way to fly.
I never heard.
Oh my gosh, it's so nice. Anyway, that guy marked X. Yung prof ko dati may habit na very disturbing. Pag magpapagpag siya ng chalk sa kamay, dun sa crutch niya pinapagpag. Diba,
baka may kasamang ano na rin. Ayos-ayos.
Oh, siguro. Your dinosaur says, yung prof ko dati, may bolang kristal sa ulo niya.
Huh?
Kalbo.
Ah, okay.
Max Benson na yan. 892 hair. Derek Ream says, yung prof ko dati, Filipino ang subject ha, pero English ng English. Kasi according to him, nakakapagod raw mag-Tagalog.
Wow.
Pero Filipino yung teacher siya. Niya.
That's just weird. But you know, I don't know if they still do it now, but there was a movement for teachers to teach math in Filipino.
Filipino.
Nice. Wow. I hope that they, because it's so difficult. I mean, it's difficult enough.
At saka wala kasing, wala pa na para Tagalog words.
Square root.
Na.
Ano yun?
Parisukat.
Parisukat na ugat.
Parisukat, ugat, walo.
Mahirap, diba? Tapos hanapin ang value. Ano bang value? Ang halaga.
Ang halaga.
Hanapin ang halaga.
Value.
Tinaga. Value.
Hanapin ang halaga ng X.
X at
yeah.
Yeah ba? Yeah, diba?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So parang, imagine, can you just imagine looking for the value of X and Y in a formula?
O sige. Dalawa dagdag tatlo.
2+3.
Mm-mm. Bawas isa.
Okay, 4. Apat.
Ooh, what's times?
Relo. Kasi time.
Relo tatlo.
Dalawa isa. See? I can't even.
Tapos, paano divided tatlo, by?
Hinate, binasag.
Ayun. Tapos hati-hati.
Hati-hatiin sa.
Hati-hati, dalawa. Diba, ang hirap?
Ang hirap.
Oo nga, no? You're right. Paul Ignatius says, yung prof ko dati, during our spelling quiz, said, oh, guys, next word, spell, madamo siya. So they were like, huh? Grassy? So madamo siya. Yung pala, it's the French word. Madamo siya.
Mademoiselle.
Mademoiselle.
Asya
ka, madamo siya.
Madamo siya nga.
Nicole says, yung prof ko dati, sa sobrang sikip ng pencil skirt niya. Yung natapilo. Gumulong pa baba ng hagdan. Kasi, hindi siya mapigilan yung paggulong niya kasi ang sikip.
kawawa, pero matatawa ka.
Ayaw mong tumawa, pero nakakatawa kasi. That guy marked X says, yung prof ko dati, nagbenta ng papel na may signature niya, pang-exam daw, 150 each. It's to prevent cheating daw. That's BS.
That's BS.
Nagkaano lang yan, nagbe-business lang yan.
Oo, rumaraket lang.
And the top entry to yung prof ko dati comes from I'm Tetay.
I'm Tetay says.
Ang whole name niya, Mr. Alfredo Adonis Atienza.
Wow.
Pero, call me Pringles.
The manliest of names.
But call me
Sir Pringles. For sure.
Ay, nako. Kaswansi yung pop.
Ay, you can't stop.
Pop quiz.
Pop quiz.
Mahilig siya magpa-pop quiz eh.
Okay. O, isama na natin to from Camilo. Yung prof ko dati.
And he's a teacher.
He is a teacher. Yung prof ko dati, nag-cancel ng class on the day of the oblation run.
Alam na.
Ay, nako.
No,
okay.
Kasi ano, he wants to, ano, let the students express their liberation.
Yes, exactly. O, isa pa, si Fat Kid Inside. Mm. Yung prof ko dati, nanay ni Polo Ravales.
Ay,
swerte. Who cares?
Ay,
okay, so the top 10 ways to complete the
statement. Naging professor ka, alam na rin.
Ay,
pag Miss Universe, walang pasok.
Walang pasok.
Guys, film showing.
The top 10 ways to complete the statement yung prof ko dati. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag yung prof ko dati.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part 4.
Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Hey, can we just greet Mark Serbo a happy, happy birthday?
Hey!
That's coming from a bunch of people.
Happy
also,
birthday!
To Catalina Guya, happy, happy birthday. That's coming from Butter Baby and to the Pabiligay. So happy, happy birthday. All right, we are still going to be calling three more Monster Scholars.
Yes.
And of course, we still have the top 10 a little bit later on. But in the meantime, let's give you guys, well, track to listen to. Something from Franco, song called Castaway, only here on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1. Called Castaway. Quick happy birthday as well to Mary Turla. That's coming from True Delicious. And also to Dang Tulaya. And happy, happy birthday. That's coming from Kuya Maui. All right, here we go. News.
All right, here we go. We've got our top 10. I mean, our top 10. I mean, our final news bit for today. Sinead O'Connor suffered a setback in her quest to find love online when she was banned from a dating website for posting sexually explicit messages. The 46-year-old singer, who has been married 4 times, signed up to an internet dating service to find a new match, but her personal profile was deleted within minutes as it was deemed too racy by the bosses. She tells The Sun, "I wrote a profile so sexual it was removed by the people running the site. And trust me, in the past, I've written some humdinger profiles but never had one removed. I'm very proud. It didn't get removed for about 45 minutes, and in that time, there were literally over 160 replies. I wrote a very sexual account of exactly what the F would be happening on my ideal first date." And she actually added, "There's a huge market for any enterprising men out there, especially of 40 and over. This effing country is an embarrassment when it comes to catering to the desires of ladies who do not want to be girlfriends or wives."
Although I see her point.
Yeah.
Because what she's trying to say is that for guys, it's okay to do that. But for girls, it's not.
The moment a girl,
the
does,
moment
it,
a girl does it, it's weird and it's explicit. But if it's a guy, then it's fine.
And I don't want to be
a double standard.
I don't want to be your girlfriend. I don't want to be your wife. I'm just looking for a guy.
Exactly.
Period.
It is. So you kind of see her point.
I mean, it is a dating website.
That's
it doesn't
true.
Mean that you have to be married or to be in a relationship.
It doesn't
with
mean
them.
That you're looking for something wholesome either.
You just want to go out with them.
Yeah.
And let's face it, a lot of dates end in that anyway, so...
That's true. It's just veiled in the whole, oh, let's have coffee.
Exactly.
But it's just, with her, she just went straight to the point.
She cut the crap.
Yeah. She stopped beating around the bush.
Exactly. Diba? Or to start. So there you go. That's the news. And don't worry, you got more news updates later on. But for now, you are still on The Morning Rush with your Kikai Barkada. Only here on Summer's Hottest, Monts Radio RX 93.1.
And this next one going out to the beautiful Bella Padilla.
Yay! Hello, Bella.
Here's our Kona Pop, Charlie XCX, song called I Love It on RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the final top 10 for today.
But before we do that, can we just greet Mr. Josh Padalina of Maxus Media. Happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Have a good one.
All right.
All right. So,
and also to... Oh, wait. I gave Dang Tulayan already. So happy birthday.
Hello. Okay. Here we go. The top 10. ways to complete the statement yung prof ko dati. OMGN says, yung prof ko dati may logbook for offenses. Yeah. One time he wrote, C-H-I double T-I-N-G.
Shitting.
Shitting.
You shitter.
Shitter. Fat Kid Inside says, yung prof ko dati may scandal with one of his students. Ayun, resign.
Oh naman.
Aurelio says, sa religion pa, of all subjects, yung prof ko dati, pag Bible studies, she would randomly rub her chest in front of the class. Nahuhulog pala ang bra.
Ay.
Awkward. Kiko Monster says, yung prof ko dati...
I can imagine it. I think it's really a problem eh. Because I really see a lot of women who just, you know, I mean, parang they just hold the bra by the strap, yeah, and then they adjust it. In the same way that guys
adjust.
Will make cambio. Mm. Diba? So parang if you adjust, they adjust too.
True.
And it's just with them, especially if they're
mas obvious
well
lang.
Endowed.
Kitang-kita. Kiko Monster says, yung prof ko dati, galit daw sa gwapo. Kaya pala laging mainit ang ulo pag nakikita ko. Axel says, yung prof ko dati sa Philippine history was so old, kinikwento niya sa amin kung paano niya pinapatay yung Japanese soldiers.
Wow!
Sobra naman yun. Is that even possible?
That is possible.
That's a little too old.
When was the Japanese invasion?
1940.
Oh.
If you were already old enough to kill a Japanese soldier.
Baka he was really young.
Oh, that's so weird.
Because, okay, who sent this?
I'm sorry, I really erased it na eh.
What if that person went to school like same age as you?
Tapos 1940. Oo nga, no? Pwede.
Diba? Pwede, pwede.
Because kung 1940,
baka nga na-predate niya pa yung Japanese era.
Sabagay. Because my dad naabutan pa yung Japanese era.
Yeah, my lolo was telling me about like how he was a spy during that time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Ninja pa siya. Oh. Walang-wala ka sa lolo ko.
S. Garjan says, yung prof ko dati nagtatrabaho sa Philippine National Museum. He can tell kung kakagawa mo lang ng assignment because of the ink.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How parang fresh the
if
ink is.
If the ink is fresh, it means you just made it and malamang kinopya mo lang.
Pero, are they under ano? Parang, like, what if you do it before the class?
Well, there are some homeworks na you might need more than just the start of to finish. Kung simple lang assignment.
What if you're really good?
What if it's a report?
But what if you're really good?
Hindi, pero alam mo yun. The likelihood. Some kasi talaga literally, like, it would take research. It would take... You can
but
do
can
that.
You be faulted for it? Like, let's just say you had already composed it in your head and then you just write it, you just wrote it down there.
Well, I don't know. Pero
diba,
siguro,
can you be... Can
call
you be?
Ng teacher na yun. Na parang... Like, obviously, if it's a book report.
Hmm.
You can't do that dun sa 15 minutes before the class. You would have had to read the book first. Hmm. I mean,
what if nga, you read the book already and you understand it by heart? Which can happen.
I mean, siguro,
if I ask you to do a book report on Harry Potter now, I'm sure you could do it properly.
Uh-oh.
Diba?
Mm-mm. Pero, yeah. I mean, it's more like you have to prove it, I guess. Mm. Siguro meron ka dapat mga answers. Ilad Villanueva says, yung prof ko dati, nagturo sa amin, bawal pumasok sa school ng lasing. Pero hindi bawal lumabas ng lasing. And Random Tony says, yung prof ko dati, permanent marker ang gamit sa whiteboard. Mm. Kaya alcohol ang ginagamit niyang pang-erase. Instead of just buying a whiteboard marker.
Yeah.
And Jay Ryan says, yung prof ko dati, right after inabutan niya ng diploma yung student niya.
Hmm.
Meaning, officially, you've graduated. Tsaka niya kinis.
Ay!
It means, I can kiss you now.
Yeah, because
you're no
graduated.
Longer my student. That's kind of sweet, though.
It's sweet, though, yeah.
And,
sana lang wag high school, because that just makes everything wrong.
Go Van Gogh says, yung prof ko dati, may sakit sa puso, bawal magalit. So, pag galit na siya, ganito siya. Sige, class. Aalis na ako, kasi galit na galit na ako. Sobrang galit.
Sobrang galit.
Kara says, yung prof ko dati, pag merong nag-raise ng question na hindi niya kayang sagutin, ang kanyang standard is, okay class, yan ang assignment nyo tomorrow. Because she doesn't know the answer.
And she wants you guys to figure. Although that is a good I mean, to some degree, it's a good kind of training.
Yeah.
Because in the real world,
that's how it
sometimes
works.
Your bosses will give you problems that they can't answer.
Exactly. The Green Siren says, Soksai 1. Ang prof ko dati, walang kilay, may fangs, nakapaldang black. She's one of those like...
Vampirical-looking ano.
Yeah. And the top. Way to complete the statement, yung prof ko dati, comes from... let's see here. Karen.
Karen says,
yung prof ko dati, sabi niya, may kaibigan daw siyang duwende. Hmm. Kaya minsan, in the middle of the lecture, mag-iiba yung boses niya, nagiging maliit.
That's so weird.
As in,
pinagtitripan siya ng duwende.
Yeah. As in, she starts the lecture na nakamaliit na voice na siya.
That's so weird.
That is so weird.
Huh.
Okay, so there you go. What about us? We have to give one.
Yung prof ko dati, sobrang hot. Tapos umuupo siya sa armchair ko. Armchair ko lang ah, not anyone else's armchair.
Oh my lord.
And no matter which armchair I would go to, because it's not like fixed seating.
Yeah.
So whatever armchair I would be at, that's where she would sit.
Oh, it's not fixed seating. That's weird.
College.
Ah, college. Right, right.
She was so hot. But she was married. But she was so hot.
But she was married.
But she was so hot. Wala lang, yun lang. Just one of my fondest college memories.
Yung prof...
And I had a professor before. Yung prof ko dati, nag-yossi sa loob ng classroom. Tapos kung gusto mo mag-skip ng quiz, bigyan mo siya ng yossi.
Wow.
But he was actually a good teacher. Like, he knew his stuff.
Uh-oh.
It's just parang for him, it was more like a... Ikaw, kung ayaw mo matuto, bahala ka. I'm just gonna teach. Parang ganun yung mindset niya.
Yung prof ko dati... got me into broadcasting.
Oh.
Yeah. I wanted to be a writer. Like a newspaper kind
and
of writer.
And he said, wala kang pag-asa.
No, and he said, your investigative reports are too...
Casual?
Creative.
Oh.
I mean, like, it's like reading a novel.
Oh.
You're supposed to just deliver...
Have you ever actually thought about writing a novel?
Oh, that's my greatest dream.
Why don't you?
Kasi parang,
I mean, you're already writing for a paper.
Yeah, but...
You already have books.
You know that... You know what's really... You know, like, in the movies...
Sorry. Lazy Boy Takyo has one. Yung prof dati ni Chico, si Lao Chu at si Confucius.
Hoy! Sobra kayo. I'm not Chinese. Yung pa yun.
Yun lang yung excuse.
Yun lang excuse. I'm not Chinese. And then, the way we see it in the movies, that's really how it is. Yung mga novelists, they don't do anything else. Tapos like, yung, di ba like in the movies, yung mga, if they want to write something, they go to Tuscany.
Yeah, yeah.
And they
yeah.
spend like,
they need inspiration.
4 months there. And they don't do anything else. Except write. It's kind of, I kind of get it. Na parang, oo nga, that's really how you're supposed to do it. Even the real writers, not the ones in the movies. They really like, go to some strange
they need
location.
Solitude.
At saka the inspiration, na parang, and you have to be immersed in whatever story you're, and nothing else.
Yoko naman. Yung prof ni Chico dati, binaril sa Bagong Bayan.
Uy, but that would be great.
Yeah, no? Imagine.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Teacher
how that
mo
would
si,
be like?
Si Pepe.
Mm.
Yeah, that's his nickname.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure he's a good teacher. We gotta go! Bye-bye!
Eh, paano kunyari?
Tara na!
Nag-ano siya? Nag-danced in the rain. Okay, so there you go!
No.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us. We will be back. The Kike Barkada will be back tomorrow. It is the final Saturday of the month.
Right.
So we will have board work tomorrow.
Okay.
See you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.